We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's early on this Saturday morning. Let's talk with Michael Kelly and John Hancock. Gentlemen, good morning. How is everybody?
Great. Awesome.
You'll never believe what I did again the other night.
What's this?
I watched Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final.
I did too. On the NHL Network.
Yeah, yeah.
I did too.
Now, did you pick up? Did you see my tweet? This was the Canadian version on Sportsnet. And at the beginning of the third period, the graphic said Jordan Binnington, only the whatever goal, rookie goalie with 16 playoff wins.
But he hadn't gotten them
knew
yet.
Going into the third period, the Blues are going to win that game.
Yeah, they did.
I wish I would have known. I would have been so relaxed watching that third period.
Well, it was in pretty good shape going into the third period.
Well, but boy, 2-0 lead. That's scary.
Yeah,
the key
to that game was the late goal in the first period by Petrangelo.
Yeah.
Beautiful play.
So, yeah. Brian, the culmination of our Stanley Cup win is going to be when they put the banner in the rafters.
Yes.
I would assume you will be in there.
I will be there for sure. And
how awesome is that going to be?
That's going to be I'll be crying.
Yeah.
My wife the other night looked at me and said, "Are you crying again?" No, I'm not.
I saw Petrangelo put out a tweet the other night saying that when we hoist the banner, they ought to use the song Gloria one last time, and it should never be used again for the Blues. And I kind of agree with that.
I totally agree. John, what about you?
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if we repeat.
Yeah.
You know, but that was a special, really amazing story for an amazing time.
Yeah.
And I think it would lose some of its uniqueness and specialness if we continue to overuse it.
Yeah, I totally agree. So it's going to be fun. And I also tweeted the other day that the Stanley Cup is the best ambassador any sport has, period. Mm-hmm. Because this celebration has lasted all summer. And in any other sport, basically once the parade's over,
you're done.
You're moving on.
Yep.
Right.
Whereas this just keeps giving and giving and giving.
And if you wanted to see the Stanley Cup in person, it took a little bit of effort, but not much.
Right.
It was a lot of places in St. Louis that you'd have an opportunity to go see it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
A lot of people did. The season ticket holders had their picture taken with it, and if you were out and about in the right spot, you saw it.
Yeah.
Now,
so,
the bottom of that, the black bottom of that thing, it had some chips in it, did it not?
I think so, yeah. It's a little beat
needs
up.
It needs a little work.
Oh, it's beautiful, though.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about something serious, and we're going to completely go serious now. And we have to talk about it, I think, and that is the continuing gun violence in the St. Louis area. We've lost more children this week, and somebody's got to do something. Michael Kelly, I'm going to start with you.
Well, I don't know what
that
is. I think it has to be a comprehensive approach to crime. And then, you know, specifically guns. You know, a couple of these children's deaths, the most recent ones, even in St. Louis County, we find are accidental. People who've left their gun laying around. Now, we live in an extremely backward state, from my perspective, where the ease and the access to guns is really... there's no barrier to it. If you're 18 years old, you're allowed to carry a gun. I don't think that's healthy or safe for our officers. I don't think that's healthy or safe for us as a society. But the reality is we've got a gun problem in this state. And it's going to take the cooperation of the entire region, and for that matter, the governor and the Missouri legislature, who's gun-obsessed, to sit down and really come up with some common-sense solutions rather than taking the same approach we always do, which is to look the other way and hope that it's not as bad in the wintertime.
John Hancock, speaking for the majority of the legislature.
Yeah, you know, I wonder, because this case, the three-year-old case is particular. They're all tragic. But this one where the gun is out loose in the house, the lock is clearly not on, it's loaded, and there's a three-year-old in the house. He goes and he finds a gun, he shoots himself. I wonder if there's not some liability and perhaps even some legal liability for parents, because that's just so patently irresponsible. And common sense should tell you that if you've got a gun and it's loaded in your house, you lock it up if you've got young kids. I mean, should that not be a crime?
It's too late.
It is
the
now
child
for that child.
Is dead. You cannot bring, even if you put the parents in jail for the rest of their lives, the child is gone. It's too late. Something's got to be done before it reaches that point. Now, here, You're talking about the family that leaves the gun on the table. Most of the guns used, first of all, most of the guns used in crimes come from states with lax gun laws. And we have numbers to prove that. The ATF has numbers to prove that. Most of the guns used in crimes, or many of them at least, are stolen.
Right.
So somewhere along the line, somebody has left their gun, not just on the kitchen table loaded, but in their vehicle.
Yep.
Unlocked.
That's true. That's true.
So, again, what can we do? There's got to be something that goes deeper than all the talk that we're hearing and no action.
Yeah. Well, from my perspective, we need to start really prosecuting people who have a gun illegally. And if they use it in the commission of a crime, they ought to not see the light of day for many, many years. Law enforcement is part of the solution.
No question. But again, that's after the fact.
Right. And it has to be completely comprehensive. I mean, we can all admit that the gun laws in Missouri are too loose and too lax. This constitutional carry that anyone can go get a gun. I often think about what it must be like to be that officer who pulls up to a car. Now, they automatically, I am sure, always assume that the people in the car have a gun. And in the state of Missouri, they can have 5 guns in there. And there's really nothing the officer can do but say, hey, have a great day. When you have that kind of a lax culture that exists and this fervent fight that we have that, you know, guns are this God-given thing that we all need to have, it's not healthy. We've got to deal with this comprehensively. And it is also disappointing to watch what's happening, whether it be at the crime summit, whether it be happening in our daily newspaper, this constant finger-pointing at each other. Can we all just not get together and try to find some solutions? I don't know that we can put this genie back in the bottle. But sitting in here with this us versus them mentality is not going to fix this problem.
I was looking it up today. The ATF reports that in Chicago, which is cited as, you know, probably most dangerous city, 60% of the guns that are used there come from other states, like Indiana. New York, 76% of guns used in crime in New York come from states with lax gun laws. In New Jersey, 82%.
Yeah, yeah, and the amount and most of the guns used in crime are illegal guns. They're not, you know, the possessor of the gun is not a law-abiding citizen.
Well, we shall see. I mean, it's also going to take the action of Congress. I mean, there's common sense gun reform laws that we all agree behind, whether it be red flag laws, closing the gun show loophole, background checks that are being held up by Mitch McConnell. When does politics stop and common sense take over?
We're going to have to hold our breath to find out. Michael Kelly, John Hancock, thank you very much for your time again this morning.
And good,
we'll talk to you next week.
See you, Brian.
See ya. The news is next on Total Information AM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.